This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in December of last year. Name of the company is Strikeforce Technologies, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFOR. With us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Mark Kay. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a good day.
What a press release you guys put out today on February the 2nd. You partner with a crypto software company whom you license your software to. Revenues projected close, maybe $700,000 or more. You guys are doing a 50-50 split. Other than that, bring us up to speed. How did this all come about?
Well, this is a company that we've actually been talking to and working with for over a year for another business. And then we got talking about the various businesses we do, and they got very interested in our Protect ID software, which is our authentication software, and figured out this would be a great use of it for their products as well. So they're feeling really good about this product. Now, this capability, again, we're going to be doing, like you said, 50% of their transactions they receive. We are a partner. It's a partner agreement that's fully signed by both parties, where all the transactions they receive will get 50%, and it's a great product. And what they're using is they're licensing from us two of our products, our authentication, which is not really an SDK. They're going to be accessing Protect ID, which is in our cloud, and then they've got an SDK for the keystroke encryption part to use. So they're going to be using both applications built into their app, into their system, and it'll be a fantastic deal. And they will know more about it in about a month. They are building their own website, which time I will be able to tell you the company name and a little more detail about them. And they've got some great investors already. They're lined up and ready to go. And they're doing very, very well. So we feel very strong and good about it. And like we said, we're projecting $700,000. They're projecting $700,000 for us to make in 2022, which means it should go up each year somewhat more, and they expect some major success. And we're still looking to do another project with them that we'll talk about maybe next month, maybe not, but we're working on that project as well. So we feel real good about this, and I'm glad to see the stock market feels the same way.
Mark, I want to change gears. Talk about your press release on January the 18th. You put out a press release saying you guys are going to add more features. Also, you talked about a four-level classification foundation. What is that? Educate us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's really something very unique in the whole marketplace. We're looking to become the number one secure video conferencing company out there, where no other cybersecurity company has a video conference product. And again, that product is built on top of, it's part of the product, Protect ID, actually. We just don't want to confuse people and say that. So you have to get authenticated to get onto the product, which means you can't be Zoom bombed, which is happening everywhere these days, especially in the schools. The government's starting to, put it down now because of that. And we're working very hard with the various government agencies to get involved, and we're setting up a standard, a real standard in the industry, and we hope NIST will take it on, or at least develop their own standard around the same standard that our product fully meets now because of the security we provide within SafetyChat. So SafetyChat is definitely a secure video conferencing product. It's built on top of Protect ID, and it works extremely well now. We do have chatting in it. We are building collaboration into it right now, which we think is the most important piece of the puzzle. So we feel real good about it and working on several of deals. Matter of fact, since the beginning of this year, we have sold some to our new clients we're meeting by using Pipeline Zen, which is a great sales tool for us, where they're coming up with new clients for us to talk to. Well, we've closed two of the deals already. We're looking to close more. They're not huge, so we're not reporting on each one of them. but the numbers are going up, and we feel very strong about SafetyChat's promise of going forward as the only secure video conferencing product out there.
Yeah, very nice. I like it. Hey, let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla sitting in the room. Everybody wants to talk about it. You know, we're finally going to get down to the nuts and bolts of it, hopefully today. How are we doing on additional revenues and revenues streaming-wise? And when is this all going to come to fruition?
Well, as we've said before, and I really just discussed it, we're looking for SafetyChat revenues to be growing. They already are growing this quarter. Keep in mind, this quarter won't come out probably till May or late April at some time.
Right.
End of year is going to look not so great because that already happened. I think the revenues are starting to grow as we're doing this deal, especially with this new deal now on board. That sort of would meet what typically would be more than our yearly revenues. So between that deal and the new safety chats that were already sold and ones that are still selling, and we're dealing with about 1 to 2 clients a day, we feel real good about where it's going to go. And don't forget, we still have our new product, that a new safety chat that's being sold as through the API to the same client that we've got on board, as we've always talked about it. And that's about another month and a quarter to go. Remember I said it was 2 months ago, almost a couple weeks ago. It's now about a month and a half to go, but it's looking real good, and that'll be a great input and great add to our revenues as well. So we should be doing some pretty good revenue numbers this year.
As historians look back on 2021, they're going to quote it as the great resignation, people leaving in droves. That being said, how are you looking to hiring people? How's that flex going? And, you know, it's a challenging environment out there.
Yeah, we're going crazy trying to hire people. We've actually had to hire a company or individuals to help us hiring people. We don't like using Indeed or any of those products. I mean, they're good, but they're only as good as you could be. And even then, not too many people take it that seriously. So we have a guy who's reaching out to anywhere and everywhere throughout the country, coming up with names from all over the place. People are willing to move to work here. So we're interviewing. We've already hired one out of the four people we're interviewing, trying to hire now. We're interviewing two more today, actually. We had another one being interviewed tomorrow for sales roles that we need badly. And we're looking to get them, and we got some strong players who actually have some experience with video conferencing. So we're looking very well, working very hard at getting them in. And the guys we have working for us seem to be doing a very good job. And they're basically, well, they're working real hard. Let's leave it at that. And we definitely will be hiring. And then we're going to probably even hire some more on the technology side to build more of our products further and to keep moving them up and adding more features to them. So we're looking real good. Collaboration is the main feature we'll be adding to SafetyChat. We are working on it now. It will take some time because there's a lot of pieces to it, but it can be a collaboration tool, and that's why it's working so well. And with the security already in it, it'll be a fantastic video conferencing tool that's starting to improve. Now, we improved it already quite greatly. People are using it, not having the problems they had. It's working beautifully. They love it, and it's becoming a fantastic program that will never get sued, will never get Zoom bombed, that's for sure. And we think we're going to be the number one video conferencing tool in the world if we ever have our way.
Going forward, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away? What's the good word here?
Well, the good word, as I said in the beginning of this year that we talked about a month ago, is that definitely right now the stock price, my thinking is low. Even at 5 cents, it's still low. I think we have a long way to go. We're going to have a lot of good news. The news won't come out until the Q's come out, obviously, but then it should be some very strong news and some strong revenues. And I think for those of you that have stuck with us all this time, thank you very much. Believe me, I'm not here for my health, and I'm not even here just for the money. I'm here because I believe we have the best product out there for video conferencing. And for a cybersecurity company, we have some of the best security out there through our products. So We feel it's the greatest. We feel you should hang in there with us. Thank you so much for your time, and let's keep going.
You've been listening to Mark Kay. He is the chairman and CEO of Strikeforce Technologies. Take a look at him. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFOR, trading around 5 cents a share. Mark, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Hopefully I see you in the next 40 or 50 days, and you can give us an update.
Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.